Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title at the library.
Hi, I'm Heather Jackson. I am the West Area Director for Prince George's County Memorial Library System. So I supervise the Hyattsville, Bladensburg, New Carrollton, Mount Rainier, and County Correctional Center branches.
Awesome. And we're talking because I donated all of my DVDs. I used to have them on a giant, well, several shelves in my house. I had them all in chronological order. People that would come over and family and friends would be like, how do I find it? Shouldn't it be alphabetized? But I was like, no, you got to understand movie history. So it was like from 19, I don't remember, 15 all the way to present or whatever. But recently I decided that, you know what? Everything's on streaming, number one. And number two, I kind of stopped collecting them around the time I became a movie critic 10 years ago. I got, you know, award screener discs and links and all that kind of stuff. So I was just sitting looking at it and I was like, you know, what can I do with this? And my wife was like, how about a library? We talked about it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? The perfect place to do it would be the Hyattsville branch of the PG County Library on Adelphi Road. Because when I was at the University of Maryland, I would always check movies out from there when I really first fell in love with movies and finding out, you know, the classics and everything when I was taking film theory classes on campus. Then after class, I'd go to your library and rent them. So I thought it'd be the perfect place to donate them. So I want to get into all the different programs and stuff you think you might be able to do with them. They're your guys now to do with them. Do whatever you want. But yeah, anything you want to say in overview before we get into the other stuff? I hope it wasn't me dropping too many movies on you all at once.
Not at all. So I think it was actually perfect because the Hyattsville branch used to be sort of our flagship for our audiovisual collection. We had, as you remember, a whole area downstairs that was completely devoted to AV materials, whether that was, you know, vinyl records at one point and then Blu-rays at the end of things in the old branch. So it felt like a really perfect home for your collection.
I remember there was even like color-coded sheets of paper with like all of the American Film Institute countdowns. Like there would be like, I don't remember, like a yellow piece of paper for all the greatest, I don't know, AFI comedies. And then there'd be like a pink paper for all the greatest romances or whatever there was. And so I just remember I'd grab one of those and like go down with the highlighter and check them all off. And honestly, that's how I like learned a lot about a lot of these movies. It just took copious notes. I'll never forget it. At a little apartment house right there on Adelphi. So that road and that whole area is just great, great memories of you know, falling in love with movies. So one of the reasons I wanted to donate them to was that it's you know, like I said, everything's sort of available on streaming. But why is a library a good spot to have physical copies of media? You know what I mean? Like there might be some folks low income, you know, that might not have internet. But yeah, like talk about why it's good to still have the physical copies.
Absolutely. I think of public libraries as the great equalizer. It's one of the few community spaces that is completely free. You don't have to have any kind of qualifications to enter a public library and make use of our resources. You don't have to have any money. You can be anyone. And so having physical media is really important to us because we know the digital divide is large and very, very hard to cross unless you have means. And we serve, you know, most of the schools in our area are Title I schools. So we have a very high, low income demographic that comes to our branch. We also have a lot of senior citizens who might be intimidated by technology or they haven't quite caught up to the latest greatest with DVDs and Blu-rays and or in terms of streaming. And so they still prefer DVDs and Blu-rays. They are comfortable with that technology. It's something they have in their house. And, you know, they're often on fixed income, so they're not able to do a streaming service necessarily. And so it's very important to us, whether it is books or movies, to continue to offer hard copy media to people because it's an issue of access and it's an issue of equity. So it's really important that we are able to have a classic collection like this available to everybody.
Okay, great, great. Yeah. And so I guess that's folks can come and they can't check them out, right? But they can rent, like watch them at the library. I guess is that how you would do it, right?
So right now we are primarily using them for programs at the library. Right. We have certainly made certain groups aware that we would loan in on like a limited basis. Hmm. So for example, we have a relationship with the Jim Henson Academy of Visual and Performing Arts at the high school down the street, Northwestern. They do have a film and TV production program there. And those students actually just had a screening of their independent films as part of our independent film series. So we know there's high interest over there, and those students know that they are able to come. And if they need a loaner, or if Mr. Lee over at the high school would like to borrow something for his classes, then we certainly would make that happen.
And so wait, so the Jim Henson thing, Jim Henson is from, I think he's from the,
from Hyattsville.
Yeah. And his statue with Kermit the Frog is there, a bench there outside the Stamp Student Union at University of Maryland. So
absolutely.
A legend.
And his, he's just very important in this area. And so the Northwestern Magnet Program for the county for visual and performing arts is named after him as well.
Right, exactly. I believe it. He went to Maryland and sort of invented his own minor or major in puppetry. And then, of course, I guess what, Sam and Friends aired in D.C. before he went national with the Muppets and Sesame Street and everything. So, yeah, very big in the area. That's cool. All right. So you mentioned some of the programming that you're going to be using these movies for. Tell me a little bit more about Coffee and the Classic. What branches is it again? And like, who shows up to these events?
Sure. We've been running a very successful Coffee and a Classic program at multiple branches. Bladensburg, New Carrollton, and Hyattsville have all been hosting monthly programs for Coffee and a Classic. Primarily, we're getting senior citizens and retirees at these programs, but we have a little bit of a mix of everybody, depending on what the film is. And during these, we, you know, serve light snacks, coffee, everyone watches the film together. And then a librarian leads a discussion about the film, you know, why is it important? And everyone contributes and talks about the film. Some of our folks want to relate it to other films they've seen in this series. You know, we did a couple of your Hitchcocks.
Oh, nice.
At New Carrollton. So those folks wanted to kind of compare the two films they had seen. So it's been a really nice, robust program. We've had good attendance at it, and folks keep coming back for it. So we know there's a need for that kind of free activity in the community.
Now, do you know what all else was screened for that? You said the couple of the Hitchcocks. Do you have any off the
top
of your head?
Gosh, we've done a lot. I know we had a very good turnout for 12 Angry Men. And again, a classic. And people, you know, certainly had a lot of feelings and opinions about that film. And it's also been really interesting watching folks not only have sort of nostalgia for a movie that they may have seen a long time ago, but talking about how the film has held up or what they're watching currently that reminds them of that. So I think really helping people make those connections to the history and chronology of film as an industry has been kind of exciting too.
Oh, that's so, that makes my heart so happy. And as you're talking about the different titles you're screening, I can picture the actual, the cases. Like, I can see what's actually on the boxes in my head. It's so great. Hey, all right. So that's Coffee and a Classic with, you know, you said mostly seniors and retirees, but everyone in general. But all right. So then another sort of program is, you said you're going to be slowly either later this month or early May rolling out a program for adults with developmental disabilities. What's that?
Yes. So on May 6th, we're going to have our first screening for the adults in the programs for developmentally disabled adults. We're working with several organizations that are going to bring some of their clients out. And these are organizations like the ARC of Prince George's County or Health Tech, which runs group homes for adults who are not living independently. And so they'll bring some of their clients out. We're going to screen the film. We're going to also have a hands-on art station related to the film in the back of the room, just because some of our folks do a little bit better if they can keep their hands busy while they're concentrating on something. Right. Light snacks, and then we're going to try a discussion afterwards. One thing we've noticed is that with some of these adults who are coming in regularly, we've really developed relationships with them, and many of them are just absolutely entranced with film. So we've got a couple of resident movie buffs in these groups already, and we're hoping to engage them in leading some of the conversation as well when we have those discussions with them. And we're going to be doing this every Monday for as long as the need is there.
Starting May 6th?
May 6th.
Wow, that's great. And that's going to be at the Hyattsville or what branch?
It's going to be at Hyattsville. And if all goes well there, we're hoping to roll it out at New Carrollton later in the summer.
I love that. All right. I'm trying to think another category of program. We didn't even discuss this at the top, but I think you remembered you mentioned it in an email way back. What about ESL, like English second language? Do you do any, will these be used for anything with that?
Yeah, certainly these would be open to anybody that wants to join us. All of our events are open to the entire public. We do a lot of work with English language learners in all of my branches. And I think there's really going to be an opportunity for that over the summer. One of the things that we do is serve summer meals. So we are a location where families can come while school is out and still receive school lunches for their kids. Many of our families that attend that are Spanish speaking at home, and we are planning to offer some of the more family friendly films in the collection as extension activities after the summer meal. So definitely it ties in with the way that we're trying to teach English in our other family programmings like bilingual story time. It's just really important for people to get the sound of English into their ears, and doing it through a film is a really, you know, unscary way to do that. Everyone can enjoy it. You have the scaffolding of the images. So even if you're not tracking every single word, you still get the emotion. You still understand what's happening in the film.
Yeah, you hear anecdotal stories all the time from people that are like, I learned to speak English watching a Bogart movie or whatever. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Watching Hollywood movies that traveled the globe. It's so cool. And I'm sure, I guess it probably goes it both ways. I'm sure there are folks here that have learned a little bit of Italian watching Fellini or whatever, you know, French or whatever for other stuff.
I think I picked up a little bit of Spanish watching telenovelas when I was
exactly.
a kid. So yeah, it's a valid way to learn.
It goes in both directions. All right, cool. And by the way, when I write this article, we'll throw the whole list of all the movies that are, I guess, there I donated. And by the way, folks, I have to say, this is not like some completely comprehensive list of movie history. It's a start. I think it's like 300 some I donated, but like it's literally just like scratching the surface of the great, you know, directors and actors and actresses of all time. But like there's a ton in there that sadly I, you know, that some of my favorite movies, you know, looking back and some of the most acclaimed movies, you know, that I've seen since then and gone back throughout time are not there. But it's a start for people to check them out. Cool. Well, do you want to just, in closing, remind folks where exactly it's located and tell them that it was recently renovated, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we reopened rebuilt from the ground up Hyattsville Library at 6530 Adelphi Road, which is the same lot that it was on before, but we're in a much nicer, more modern building. And we have all the accoutrements to actually screen films now, which is a real improvement over the past where we were kind of cobbling together technology to make it work. But the new library is beautiful. Folks are always welcome to visit us and they can ask for me. And happily, I will show you the collection and let them borrow from it if they need to.
Awesome. But you still, while it's state of the art, everything renovated on the inside and on the outside, but you still have that classic, like, what is it? Like a UFO spaceship thing as the entrance? The saucer? You still have the saucer?
Yes, the saucer was what we were known for. And the saucer stayed with us. It did lift off at one point as they craned it across the lot. So it's moved down to the Toledo Road and Adelphi Road intersection rather than up at the top of the hill. But it is still with us.
So tell our listeners, like pretend you're talking straight to them and not to me, because I think it'll make a good sound. But just be like, you know, as you pass University of Maryland driving down Adelphi, just look for the saucer. You know, say something like that to tell them like a landmark to look for.
Okay. So if you are heading down Adelphi Road towards East-West Highway, you can't miss us. You will see the giant flying saucer on the right. It has some mosaiced planets under it. It will jump out at you and you know you're in the right place. Just turn in and come on in.
I love it. I would imagine, do you still think I don't know, but like, do you still get University of Maryland students like I was when I discovered you guys? Do you think, is it more the local community or do you think it's students coming down or a mix of both?
We get both, and we actually get a lot of Howard students as well, because there is that tower of apartments that are right near the branch that are Howard University students. So we get quite a few college students in the branch.
Yeah, right. Because we got to remember Hyattsville is, I don't know how many miles, but very close to the DC line. I mean, it's not Bladensburg. You're right there.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I really, really appreciate you joining us. Plug the website really quick. Where can they go to find out more or maybe find schedules to some of these events you've talked about?
You can find everything about us on www.pgcmls.info. If you click on events, you'll be able to see a calendar of everything upcoming. You can even create your own brochure, and you can click on film, and it will give you all of our film events. That'll be Coffee in a Classic, our independent film series. We have a lot that's offered, family movies. So again, just visit us at www.pgcmls.info.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for, you know, even being receptive to the idea of donating them. I'm so glad they're getting put to good use rather than, you know, just trying to, I don't know, eBay them off one at a time for a couple bucks. It didn't. This is much better.
Yeah, no, it's great. Thank you. It's been, you know, an embarrassment of riches for us because we wouldn't have had access. Some of these have long been out of our collection. So having them back has been really nice because they are classics.
Yes, exactly. Well, now you have them forever. Do with them what you wish, and hopefully it will inspire. My goal is hopefully it'll inspire other young kids, kind of like when I was just like a young 20-something or whatever at Maryland. And you know what I mean? Like, hopefully there's another young kid growing up in the area, or like you said, or a senior, a retiree for Coffee in a Classic that, you know, gets inspired to, you know, love all these classics just by coming to your branch. So that's cool. Awesome. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.